Welcome to the Overflow Daily Scripture Reading. Before we begin, wherever you are at, take a moment to prepare your heart and mind by getting in a comfortable posture and take a few deep breaths. Today, we are reading Psalm 147, a psalm of praise. Now, the word praise literally means to outwardly proclaim honor and affection. The people of God would sing or recite these psalms as worship and to remind one another of who God is and his steadfast love and faithfulness. Notice the many examples the psalmist gives of God's faithfulness to the people of Israel, as well as analogies that he uses pointing to God's continual involvement in the world through his creation, his continual creative work, and his provision. For us, as God's covenantal people in Christ, we can meditate on this psalm as a way of remembering God's character, goodness, and faithfulness, and use it as a way to praise God ourselves. He is worthy of our praise, and as the psalmist proclaims, may our praise be pleasant and fitting. Now, feel free to pause and turn to the passage to follow along, or just listen. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good is it to sing praises to our God? How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people with you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends the word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the water flows. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.